Can I adjust this? Hello.
Hello, Matt.
Hello, yes. Today's reading is from John chapter 17, verse 1 through 11. When Jesus finished saying these things, he looked up to heaven and said, "Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son so that the Son can glorify you. You gave him authority over everyone so that he could give eternal life to everyone you gave him. This is eternal life, to know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you sent. I have glorified you on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. Now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I shared with you before the world was created. I have revealed your name to the people you gave me from this world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. This is because I gave them the words that you gave me, and they received them. They truly understood that I came from you, and they believe that you sent me. I'm praying for them. I'm not praying for the world, but for those you gave me, because they are yours. Everything that is mine is yours, and everything that is yours is mine. I have been glorified in them. I'm no longer in the world, but they are in the world, even as I'm coming to you. Holy Father, watch over them in your name, the name you gave me, that they will be one, just as we are one."
My assistant Miley filled my water bottle this morning, and she told me she filled it a little bit more than I might think. So that's what you see here. So you wouldn't have. Oh, okay, because I really did. Okay. All right. It's water is good for us, on me and in me, right? And all of us, yes. So this scripture today, I gave Matt a really good one, didn't I? Because what the heck did he just say? Yeah. Right? And as our English teachers would have said, you use the word glory too many times, right? It just repeats and repeats and repeats. And what does glory mean? Right? I think that's a very interesting question. Well, first let's get into where we're reading this story. This is in the Gospel of John. How many Gospels are there? Four, yes. And we've got Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Matthew, Mark, and Luke are all relatable. In fact, you might say, we're going to say Mark came first. That was our most original. And then Matthew and Luke kind of stole from Mark, and then decided to create more story, more narrative, because they knew their audience members wanted a good story. So we get our good stories like the birth of Jesus, all those miracles and all those parables. Yes. And then we get John over here who couldn't care less. about story. John is concerned with the spiritual life, with kind of that it's not just a communal event, it is about you on the inside out. And I think why we have both kinds of way of coming at the Gospels is we need both. Amen? We need to be concerned with what's going on in our soul, but we also need to be concerned with community. And John also kind of comes from the tradition of the Gnostics, G-N-O-S-T. That knowledge is good. Amen? Knowledge is good, and the seeking of knowledge is good. But also that it's also seeking knowledge also can be a spiritual discipline and spending time with God. So that's who this was written for. Those folks that were in the Gnostic movement that come more from a Greek tradition, and so they want to go from that knowledge sense, that philosophy sense. So that's where we're starting. So when you think of that, this is kind of written like a philosophy professor, right? Who loves to hear his own voice? No, sorry. But right, so I'm here to glorify you, and you be glorified, and let's all glorify together. And you can be glorified because you know Jesus. You know me. I came here to be with you. Now, this is the setting. And again, these lectionary people, they like to take things and put them in order and take them out of order. This is Jesus telling his disciples, I'm on my way. I'm right? I'm going now. I'm leaving. And can't you just see everyone's face going, wait, no, you've been saying that for years, it seems. But really, it's only been 50 days. But see, you keep saying you're going to leave us, Jesus, but not really. Do you mean it? And like Jesus is like, no, now I mean it. And now I'm going to leave it with you. So then that gets into the word of glory. What does glory and glorified mean? I mean, really. Like, we don't greet everyone each day and go, hey, Suzanne, are you feeling glory today? Right? Right? So it got me thinking, what does it mean? So we looked it up. It means power, like the light of the power, the light that you emanate. It means word, like the word expressed. Glory, doxology, same thing. The Greek word is doxa, doxology. We sing to God the glory every Sunday, right, as a Thanksgiving, when we sing the doxology. So in the one sense of the word, it means to give honor to God, to give glory to God. Amen? Does that make sense? But what Jesus says is, you are to carry the glory. What? What? Yes, you are to carry the glory. You know my message. You got the instructions. You lived through Good Friday. We celebrated Easter. I've given you the tools. Now, go glorify others. So then I was listening to these two commentators that I get some energy from, and they started talking about, like, how often do you hear glory in songs? Right? Not very often. And for most of us, it's the battle hymn of the Republic. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Da-da-da-da-da-da, right? Like, we don't use to honor very often. And then what does it mean to emanate glory? Radiate. Yeah, to radiate. But also in our actions, right? So that means if we feel like there is a justice and not enough housing for everybody of every income, we might go to a city council meeting and let the city council folks know that every kind of city budget is a moral document. We need to honor all humans, and that all humans have a right to dignity, have a right to housing. Amen? A way that we might live out glory is if I was around and wasn't allowed to vote because of my skin color or my gender, I might fight for it and say, in the name of justice and in the name of honor, I deserve to vote. And I will march and fight and have to take a feeding tube because they don't want me to vote, right? I'm going to honor that. Amen? Amen? If I need to fight for every woman to have autonomy over her body and we make sure California stays safe, thank God it will. We let people know because we honor the autonomy of women and give glory to. Amen? It's an action words, friends. So while you are out this week, well, I don't know, maybe try it. Hey, Libby, I glory you. How can we make that work, right? Right? Also, I love this part that Jesus says, people will know who you are and who you serve because you're going to emanate. It's like people are going to see the glory all around you. Have you ever been around someone and you're like, I just like being around them because I can tell they really mean who they are and what they say. Amen? Right? So then I think we've also been challenged that we be that person. Now, I guarantee in a parking lot, I'm not really that person. I want my parking space. But everywhere else, right, I try to emanate, I try to live out what Jesus wants me to do. So today we're saying goodbye to Jesus in Jesus the guy, and we're going to welcome Jesus the Christ next week, because it's my favorite Christian holiday. It's Pentecost. Woohoo! Oh, you're all thinking it's Memorial Day. No. It's Pentecost. We'll be open. And that is a day to wear red, if you so choose. We're going to have some special music. And it's just going to be a day to say happy birthday to us, the church, because Jesus has now put the church in good hands for we, his followers, to lead. So are you up for our party next week? Yeah. So you can wear, I'll let you wear other things too. If you want to wear some yellow and orange, we can mix and max and we can flame together. Amen? But today we're going to try this. We're going to try one of the songs, two composers, John Legend and Common, have taken and they've done today's version of Glory. And I hope this becomes an anthem like the Battle Hymn of the Republic did. Now, two things, have a little patience. One is Common talks fast. It's rap. So I can't remember if there'll be the writing for us that are here in the room, but it will be written on those that are watching at home. And then if you want it later today, when you're like, I haven't had enough of Pastor Monica, I want to watch the sermon again and see the music, it will come off on the screen. This is Common singing it along with the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. They did it at a church, at a celebration, and look at the choir. The choir is 60 churches from Cincinnati, representatives from the church. So this song, Glory, was the Oscar award winner from the movie Selma, and it's because it pretty much preaches the Gospel of John. So let us listen. live out the gospel. Amen. So this was done 2016. Some of you I've told this story to in 2015, in 4th of July weekend. I was able to do a wedding in Cincinnati, Ohio. Cincinnati is the town of freedom when freed slaves could get across the Ohio and be in Cincinnati. And on that day in Cincinnati was the first day that marriage for all was legal. So I got to do my first wedding, and you know I'm so open, I marry heterosexuals too. And that I got to do that kind of wedding, but I got to celebrate with the lesbian aunts and the gay uncles and the parents that were in the audience, that today of all days, all can get married and we can live in the glory. What I loved about this was this intersection of race, of arts, of young, of old, of did you see all the ways of communication? We had a deaf interpreter that was also leading the song, right? Amen. So we can do this together in all of us that uniquely makes us. We can live out the glory of God together and make this world a better place. Amen, amen, and amen.